Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello and good evening. This is Carlotta Waldman, your author, host, trainer, teacher, whatever, on Crosswalk Talk Radio. This is a production of Crosswalk Life. That's our original website, crosswalklife.com. And yes, I am an ordained minister of counseling and have been doing this Crosswalk Talk program off and on since 2005 when we began on an AM station in Florida. We welcome you and hope that you'll avail yourself of our equipping websites like nowfaith.tv, where we have over 4 years of audios and videos to help you get the training and equipping you need to fulfill your destiny. On this program, you can expect to hear what God's doing today and hear Him do it right now with live prophetic or healing ministry. And tonight we're going to be talking about having open spiritual eyes to hear God, to know God, to see God, and to see the pictures, visions, dreams, whatever God is using to communicate with us, just like He always has since Genesis all the way through Revelation and to today. I hope you'll check out our archives at crosswalklife.com and find so many more prayer strategies and articles and lots of verses so that you will know why we believe what we believe. If you care to call in tonight and receive prophetic ministry, we'll be doing that in about 30 minutes, but you can call in anytime. We have a few callers in line now, and that number is 917-388-4683. We're just so happy to have you, and we want to be sure to start off with a protection prayer tonight. I have to admit that in all these years since 2005, we have never had a program where we ran short of callers, but we did last week, and I'm not sure what was up with that. Maybe it was just life. Maybe it doesn't mean a thing. But tonight, we not only want to hear and see God, we want to know it's only God, all right? And we want to know that everything that we do is led and by the Holy Spirit, inspired by Him. And I just want to say that this is a simple prayer that I often pray before I minister, usually try to every time, especially if it's prophetic ministry. And I just say, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the God Most High, the Anointed One, we cancel every assignment against us, our pets, possession, and property, everything and everybody we care about in the name of Jesus. And guess who didn't turn their cell phone off? And we just thank you, Lord, that we have the spiritual power and authority to not only cancel every assignment against us and them, but also to place a hedge of protection, wall of fire around us so that no one can affect us in any way but the Holy Spirit. No astral projection, no fallen angels visiting, no demonic attacks, backup forces, backup assignments, or anything else. We say that we're an entirely safe place, whether you're at home, whether you're here with me, on the air, wherever you are on the whole planet, that the Holy Spirit knows no limits in geography or anything else. Amen? And He is the Lord of all the earth. And we just thank you, Lord. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We welcome your presence and power and anointing. We welcome the spirit of counsel and understanding and power and might and fear of the Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for your words of wisdom, words of knowledge, and prophetic words tonight. And I even thank you if somebody has a prophetic word or a picture for me tonight. This is one of the few weeks of my life, because usually I'm just content in whatever the Lord's showing me, and that I have had like a holy restlessness, like some big change or transition is about to happen, and I really don't know what it is, but I don't want to say anything else and tip you folks off, just in case God does impress one of you to either put something in the chat room or give me a call. We'll all take it under advisement and pray over it. Amen. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you want to talk to everyone, whether they're saved or not saved, is how I see it. I heard from God a lot when I wasn't in fellowship with God, and I know sinners are always talking about hearing from God and His convictions, so we just say that God's a talking God. We exalt you, Lord. We lift up your name. We thank you that you want a personal, intimate relationship with us. I want to encourage you, if you can see this link either on Facebook or on the chat room here tonight, to open up the verses that I'm going to be referring to tonight. Got some of them from Dr. Mark Berkler when I was studying for my master's in his Christian Leadership University. Others have come to mind, but I decided to put together about 4 pages of verses. That's with a space in between. But so that you would know many, many times in the Bible when God has wanted to speak to us through pictures, dreams, or vision. And they're all vision of some kind. And some people are a little bit spooked by these things, a little bit afraid of it, because maybe some New Age person has done something similar. Well, let me tell you that everything that's ever happened that was good on the planet, God did it first. New Age didn't do it first. They come up with their counterfeits. The devil wants us to be afraid of using our spiritual eyes. He's been that way since the beginning. I mean, he had a fear that Adam and Eve would have spiritual eyes to see the truth, and so he perverted the truth and got it all twisted around so that they would begin to doubt their perceptions. But we can pray. Hello. I don't know if anyone's hearing me or not, so I'll just ask the chat room again to tell me if I am being heard. I appreciate it. In fact, I may ask one of the callers. Area code 336, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I'll just mute you again and continue on with the program. I appreciate your help.
Thank you.
All right. We just overcome no matter what. Amen. So here we go. Thank you very much, chat room, as well. We're all in this together. I love team ministry, and we're a team too. But as I was saying, the devil is afraid that we will have spiritual eyes to hear, to see, to know what God is showing us through dreams and visions. And it sounds funny to say to hear and to see, but that's kind of how Habakkuk put it, you know, that he would look to see what God would say to him. So that it all works together. God wants to work through all of our senses. We have the mind of Christ. He wants to speak to us even through touch. And what we can smell is just amazing, how God wants to communicate with us in so many ways. So we're going to pray for everyone tonight that you can hear from God, but also that you will begin to receive the fullness of operating through your spiritual eyes in the spiritual realm. And in Genesis 18, the Lord himself appeared to Abraham. The Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre. And isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Now, we can pray for others to be able to see and to receive vision in new ways with their spiritual eyes. God chose to warn unbelievers of vision. And like he told Abimelech, you're a dead man. The woman you've taken is Abraham's wife. And, you know, we can expect God to intervene in people's lives and on our behalf. And we can believe that God will give us open eyes even to see help that he's providing for us. In Genesis 21, she saw a well of water, and she went and filled the bottle with water and gave the lad to drink. And God can help us to see things that are right in front of us. Have you ever had that happen? A thing is right in front of you, and it's like God just highlighted it. Maybe you'd never seen it in the written word of God before, and all of a sudden he highlighted it. God will bridge heaven and earth to initiate a covenant, even in our sleep, just like he brought that ladder to Joseph in his sleep, and it reached all the way up to heaven, literally bridging heaven and earth, and the angels of God ascending and descending on it. I imagine some of you have had dreams and we'll probably have some programs on dreams again before too long. You can find some in our archives already. God will warn competitors not to harm you. Isn't that a good thing? In Genesis 31, God came to Laban, the Syrian, in a dream by night and said, "Take heed that thou speak not to Jacob, either good or bad." You know, leave him alone. I know that God has done that kind of a thing for me. We've had, well, actually, that was a few days ago, that God showed me that I, you know, had someone new that was going to be working with us, and that was great. And he also showed me that in the very next room, that might have been a symbol in the dream, that there was a satanic infiltrator who was trying to hug me and seemingly have a welcoming affection, but other indicators showed me that he really was there with a purpose in his heart to molest me. And God will warn us. He's warned me so many times because of what I do and the people that I do it with, you know, rescuing the perishing and those that have been in serious covens and delusions and all. I mean, people have tried to kill me several times, and he has warned me every time. You know, don't get in your car. Just don't even think about it. Get it fixed first. And God wants to reveal our destiny to us. And he'll use pictures, dreams, and visions to do that. You remember how he revealed part of Joseph's destiny to him in Genesis 37. But also, we need to ask God if we should share these things. Sometimes we'd be better off just keeping them to ourselves for a season of time until it's the right time to reveal it. And, of course, Joseph stirred up all kinds of jealousy in his brothers by kind of bragging on that maybe shouldn't have. God will give us interpretations. And in Genesis 40, he gave interpretations to Joseph and about the butler and the baker and all. And eventually that worked out for him to get him in the good graces and became prime minister. Sometimes people don't understand you. I just want to say this on behalf of you that have really given people a lot of help with what you hear prophetically, what you see prophetically, and they don't seem to understand how important that help was. But God does not miss a thing. And your good works and your love for others and your sowing seeds into them is not wasted. And you definitely will reap many times more than you've sown. So be of good cheer. God will warn our leaders and make a way for our promotion. And, you know, Pharaoh dreamed. And God just kept working on Pharaoh until the right time. He let the people go. He let Moses take them. Amen. Amen. So don't think that only special people can hear from God, so to speak, with pictures and dreams and visions, because two of the leaders that I've mentioned so far, you know, definitely were not believers in God in any way. And God was really working strongly, not only to help the Israelites, but also to change history. Because they believed in those dreams and visions. I love how God is giving so many Muslims dreams and visions of Jesus Christ, and they're able to know that they know that they know that God is speaking to them and identifying who the real Messiah is. God wants to give us favor and new directions in the night, like in Genesis 46, when he spoke to Jacob, and he'll appear to us in the midst of natural things. In Exodus 3, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. Now, you're beginning to recognize these, aren't you? There are so many times in the Bible when God actually chose to speak through vision. Maybe it's his first choice, and we need to be more aware to welcome the Holy Spirit to speak to us, to confirm things, to reveal through vision. And many times, most of the time, when I go to sleep at night, I ask God for a God dream. And I was just warned in another dream of a specific attack that someone, maybe voodoo or something, was making against my body. I don't worry about it. I don't get upset. It doesn't keep me awake at night. Say a quick prayer and thank you, Lord, for your protection from that, and it's all canceled, and hallelujah. God wants us to see his glory. Exodus 16, Aaron spoke unto the congregation of the children of Israel, and they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. That's definitely vision. Hallelujah. He appeared in the bush, in the glory, in the cloud, in a pillar. And God wants to visit his people in Exodus 24. The glory of the Lord abode on Mount Sinai and covered it for 6 days. Oh, man, I wish I could see the glory of the Lord stay that long. God will make himself known to us in dreams and visions in Numbers 12. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision, will speak to him in a dream. In another place in Amos, it says,
hello?
Can anyone hear me?
Hello? Oh my, this is something else. My number is not showing up. I can't really tell what's going on. Another week I had to do without the chat room. But now I can't even get this program to connect. Hello? Hello? I'm sorry, guys, but I can't tell if you can hear me because my phone number does not even appear on the switchboard that it has even connected. I am so sorry. I don't know if you're hearing me or not. I'm trying to connect to a caller to ask them, and three of those are spinning. Apparently that's not connecting. 30 minutes of the program is gone.
I might get reconnected here. Hello, can anyone hear me finally? Can anyone hear me? Area code 520, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, guys, I'm going to mute you again, dear. Thank you very much. I don't know what's going on except our whole area lost service this last half hour, and I kind of hesitate to start the program up again because they may start working on it. Let's agree on this. If it cuts off again, because it's not Blog Talk Radio's fault, it's the whole service. I couldn't even write you a note on Facebook because I lost that too. But let's agree that if I get cut off again, we'll just all go to bed. I don't think I can do this again. Let me share just a few verses. I won't go through the whole thing. How about that tonight? And then I'll begin to take callers. Just give me a minute to get oriented again. I can't believe you guys hung on. You're so precious. I know some of you are praying. And I'm just glad it's not Blog Talk Radio's fault, because that means it's just the cold, cold weather up here, and maybe that wind out there that was 50 miles an hour last night. And we can just believe that since it's not Blog Talk Radio, we can have programs here in the future. We were about to say in, let's see, Numbers 22, that God will even open the spiritual eyes of a donkey and his rider, and that's about Balaam, you know, where the donkey actually saw the angelic appearance first, and Balaam was probably about ready to beat him and then realized that the donkey was seeing something when his own eyes were opened. And this might surprise some of you. God will use a trance to open our spiritual eyes in Numbers 24:4. Thank you, Lou. Lou's trying to put the heater back on in the sunroom back here so I won't freeze to death. What, dear? Here, I'll do it. God will use a trance to open our spiritual eyes. You know, he did that also with Peter, where Peter was not really wanting to. Here, bye-bye. Bye. Y'all go ahead. Thank you. Peter was not really wanting to go minister to the Gentiles, and God just got through to him, you know, with a dream or a vision or a trance. And again, just because some New Age people do it doesn't mean that we have to throw away the baby with the bathwater. Just because someone else does it could be a counterfeit. It could be from a different source, not from the Holy Spirit. I just can't believe tonight. We're going to get this message across. God really wants our spiritual eyes to be opened. God will lift up our eyes so that we can interact even with his warrior angels. You know, when Joshua was at Jericho, he lifted up his eyes and look, and behold, there stood a man over against him with a sword drawn, you know, and Joshua said unto him, "Are you for us or our adversaries?" And I think the real question that we all need to ask is, am I for God? You know, it's not, is God for me? Am I making sure that I am for God? Okay, now I just want to do one more sound test. Can everyone hear me? I saw a comment in the chat room about having trouble hearing. So would you respond again in the chat room if you can hear me now? So I'll know if I'm just talking to myself. I don't know if that person is still on the line. I just want to make sure. Let me bother you again one more time. Area code 520, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, thank you again. Thank you. All right, then. I guess that's just maybe an old comment. What I want to say tonight is we've only gotten as far as the book of Judges. And we're hearing over and over how God is appearing through angels. That's vision. Through trances. Through visions, through dreams, and he still does. God is the same today as he was yesterday, and he will be tomorrow. He will even give national leaders instructions. How about that? The Lord came unto Nathan and said, go and tell my servant David, thus saith the Lord, shalt thou build a house for me to dwell in. And the Holy Spirit takes us to other places in visions. Now, some of you may have heard about this. This is not astral projection that any bona fide witch can do. This is like in Ezekiel, the Spirit took him up and brought him unto Chaldea. There are other instances in the Bible, you know, where Philip found himself running through the desert to witness to the Ethiopian. And that was an amazing thing because Philip was in the midst of a great revival that was going on. But God pulled him, put him in the desert to witness to one man because everybody is important. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we'll just do the rest of the verses next time. If you'll pray for me that I can just stay focused and in the spirit here, we're going to attempt to let God speak. I don't want to hold that up. I know you callers have been faithfully waiting for half an hour when you couldn't. You could have just left. And so I know God must have something very special to say to you. I want to say that anyone else that wants to call now, if you'll go ahead and call in a 917-388-4683, we're just going to attempt to hear the Lord and see pictures. And for each one of you. So this time I'm going to call on area code 520, and it will be your time, your turn.
Hello?
Yes, what is your name, please?
Beverly.
Beverly, welcome to the program. How are you tonight?
I'm fine. How are you?
Well, I'm good. I'm good. My connection hasn't been too good, but we're good. Do you have a one-sentence prayer request or anything?
Yes, I wanted to know if God still wanted me to close all doors when it came to someone in my life.
If he wants you to close the doors?
Yeah, he told me that a while ago, and I didn't do it and still haven't done it, and I just wondered if he still wanted me to close the door.
I hear you. I know it's not easy, Beverly. Has God confirmed that he wants you to close the doors in some other ways also?
Yeah, I had been disobedient, and I ended up, like losing a lot of job opportunities because of my disobedience, and I don't know.
The counselor in me just can't resist this one. Is there something in you that finds it hard to believe that God has your very, very best interest at heart?
I believe that. I think I have a hard time saying no to people, period, you know. So I think that's where my weakness is.
Okay. So which would be better? I'm going to help you walk through this. To say no to God's best or to say no to this person?
Which would be best? No to the person.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And would it be best for them also?
I don't know.
If you're not God's choice for them, would you be doing them a favor too?
I guess. Yes.
I know it's hard. Ouch, ouch, ouch. It's so hard. Have you ever had times in your life, Beverly, when it was hard to obey God, but then later you found out why his choice was best?
I can't recall of anything in particular.
This might be number one then.
Right.
Might be number one. We all, sooner or later, have to go through times. I just appreciate your courage on the air here, too. We have to go through times where God asks us to trust him, and he doesn't tell us why.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you already know why this guy isn't the best.
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
Yeah, he shared with me that the particular reason.
Well, you don't
reason.
Have to tell it on the air, but...
Well,
yeah. Well, what I do is I try to encourage people, only talk about yourself on the air. Don't talk about the other person because you never know what the devil might try to do with that. Father, I just thank you for Beverly. I thank you that she is just reaching out for support and for strength. I thank you for every listener that's praying for you tonight, Beverly. I just thank you for everyone that would say, oh, I've been there. There's times when God says, just do it. And we want the blueprint. We want the answers first. And he says, trust me. Trust me. So I just impart to you tonight a quality that was imparted to me from my pastors in Atlanta in the 90s. And that is confidence. I just impart to you in the name of Jesus, in the power of the Holy Spirit, a true confidence that God is faithful, that he loves you more than anyone could, even this guy, that he loves you perfectly, that his love will cast out your fears and worries and doubts. I impart to you a confidence that nothing anyone else does can limit God's faithfulness to you. God is being entirely faithful. And if he takes away the plastic beads, he will give you the real pearls. And I'd like you to just symbolically, it's like a prophetic demonstration. If you'll just put your free hand out and let God take what I call the plastic beads out of it. Say, okay, God, if you say he's the plastic beads, here they are.
Okay.
And then keep your hand open because it won't be that long before God gives you the real pearls.
Mm.
There may be some things he wants to do in your life so that you'll be able to trust God, whether you have a human to help you trust or not. There may be some things because sometimes God wants to bring the best along, but he can't until we can trust God. Because maybe the person that he's got for you can really trust God, and they would notice that you don't trust God on the same level that they do. And so God's just, he's just working on your truster tonight.
Okay.
Believe me, there's a lot of guys out there. And if God says there's a better one, it'll be worth it to hold out.
Okay.
I'll just tell you something just real quick, just to give you another picture. Now, this is called a word picture. It's not that same kind of picture as the beads and the pearls. But I was single for many years, and I suddenly got a phone call after 33 years from my high school sweetheart.
Wow.
And you know what? My heart jumped up and said, oh, after all these years, you're finally going to have the love life that you were due, that you never got because my father was transferred and we had to move away.
Mm-hmm.
And so for a week or two, it looked like that might be true. And then I found out some things that showed me that we would be totally incompatible, and I had to go through heartbreak to break up with him again.
Oh.
But 2 weeks after that, I met my current husband.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What does that tell you? The devil wanted to distract me with second best. Then I would have been singing that country song that says, oh, how bad it is to be with the wrong one when the right one comes along. So it's important for you to obey God quickly.
Okay.
See, what if I had even delayed another month?
Mm-hmm.
I might not have met Mr. Wright.
Okay.
God's timing is very important, and he's got it all orchestrated for your best. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I hope you'll write me. We all want to know how this one turned out. I hope you'll write me. We won't put it on the air. Will you let me know how it works out?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Bless you, girl. Bless you. Okay. Bless you. Bless you. You'll never, never, never regret trusting God. Never. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
Be blessed. I love that one. That was a great one to start off with. I'm glad I didn't miss talking to her tonight. Hallelujah. Area code 336. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I'm calling in for prayer.
And what's your name?
Dale.
Dale.
Yes.
Welcome to the program. Do you have like a one-sentence prayer request?
To sum her up, whatever the Lord revealed to you.
No certain area.
Well, just a lot going on. I just can't sum it up what area to go to.
Okay, I hear you.
Yes, ma'am.
And normally in the past we never asked, but because we only give each person a couple minutes, you know,
yes.
I kind of started doing that.
Yes.
Oh, me. Father, I just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And Dale, I just see the checkered flag coming down, and you know, that you're running your race. Your heart is to run your race to please the Lord. And the Lord says, I want to run this race through you. I want to give you new vision to know how to let me run this race through you. And you are going to experience some real revelations this year. You're going to know, you know, I thought I was letting God do it through me before, but this year I learned how to really let Christ in me, the hope of glory, do it through me. And the Lord says there's just still been some areas where you've relied on your strengths and your talents and all, and the Lord says, I'm just bringing you to a place and some new discernment, self-discernment and insight, so that you will know that you know how to do it, not in your power and your strength, but by my power, says the Lord. And it's going to make all the difference. And where it's been hard sometimes to make choices and you haven't known which fork in the road to take, the Lord says, as you're just receiving this revelation, me giving you through my word, and I'm going to coordinate some things so you'll have confirmation and you're going to know that you know, oh, now I'm really getting to the place where I'm letting Jesus do it through me, and now I have the confidence that I need to make these decisions, and now I know how to start off the day in God's power, in His presence, and to go through the day in His anointing. And the Lord says, as you abide in me on that level, then you're just going to be able to ask whatever you want, because you're going to be so in agreement with me that you'll be hearing my heart and you'll be asking just exactly what I want. And there's going to be a new unity and a new intimacy to it.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the main thing. And then the choice that you are going to be making, that's kind of the minor thing, you know?
Yes.
That's kind of the minor thing. Once you get this down, how to begin the day in God's anointing and to walk in it all day long, on the level that He's taking you, it's like a fifth dimension, Dale. Compared to where you've been, and, you know, God's seen your heart. He's responding to you as you respond to Him. But it's going to be like a fifth dimension that's just not limited by time and space.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to know that you're just walking in the heavenlies, and you can just reach into the heavenlies and get what He's promised you and just bring it back and establish it on earth as it is in heaven.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
And I don't know what that means, but I hope you write me and tell me.
I will. I sure will.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. It is worth the wait tonight.
Oh, thank you. I hope so, too. Hallelujah. Everyone can grab hold of most of that one, I would say. That we are not only seated in the heavenlies, Colossians says, but we have Christ in us. What an interesting picture that is. And that as we are seated in Him, with Him, that we can just reach inside to Christ in us, but we can also reach into the heavenlies. There's so many pictures in the Bible. And just say, God, you know, God, You've promised. You said, believe I've got it already. I'm just grabbing it right now. Thank You, Lord. Woo-hoo! You're such a good God. Area code 513, welcome to the program.
Hello?
Hello. Who have we here?
My name is Anthony.
Anthony, how are you tonight?
I'm fine.
We got the overcomers on the line tonight. I mean, some of you have waited through half an hour of silence to hear God's voice.
Yeah, I was pretty determined to listen in, and I figured that when, you know, the airwaves were affected, I was like, the enemy that just wants me to hear, you know, or get what it is that I am looking for today.
Well, there was a power outage in our whole area, and so if God was you know, wanting to talk to you tonight, which I believe He is, and if the devil was that determined that you didn't hear it, he had to throw the power outage into the whole area just to keep
Amen.
Anthony from hearing the word of the Lord.
Right. That's right.
Praise Do you God. Have a one-sentence prayer request?
I would like just some prayer for my wife and I. My wife has been battling Crohn's, and she's been in and out of the hospital. And at the same time, it's getting very, I guess, tense for the both of us, and, you know, trying to maintain our family at the same time. And then even in the midst of, you know, us dealing with the sickness, there's some opportunities that have presented themselves to me, but it's just kind of teeter-totter because I believe God, but I just don't know, you know, with her situation and her health
right.
and all, it concerns me.
Okay. I hear the Lord saying, Anthony, that the enemy's plan has to been to separate you and your wife from God, from others, but also to separate her from herself. And what that means is in an autoimmune illness, your cells and your body turn on your own body. You know, your autoimmune cells turn on your own body, and that her immunity is down. The tension and all, it's like a vicious cycle that you're tense, and then you have symptoms, and you have symptoms, and then you're tense. And the enemy has an all-out plan to keep her and you from being able to love the Lord your God with all your heart and to love others and to love yourselves. And so the battle is kind of in a nutshell there. That the enemy does not want you all to know the intimacy with Christ that you could know, and the confidence and the prospering body, soul, and spirit that you could know. And the Lord says, I'm coming in with revelation on how to break the power of the assignments of the enemy to cause separation. I don't mean like divorce. I mean like when you can't love yourself, when you have conflict or ambivalent feelings on the inside. The enemy has plans to cause you to have conflict, not only with each other, but primarily on the inside, and that to cause distrust with God, because he wants what we call in general separation between you and God, you and your significant other, you and yourself. And so the enemy is setting up situations that would cause tension and would cause strongholds, because he doesn't want you all to experience this feeling of separation or isolation or powerlessness or whatever just for right now. He wants you to choose to believe things, that God isn't there when we need him or doesn't heal us like he does other people and all that. All these deceptions, lies. He wants you to receive these lies and to believe them, and to believe them for the rest of your life. This is a big plan. This is a big plan, because anytime he brings lies into your life, he's hoping you'll believe it forever. And anytime you have a challenge in the future, that you'll think back to this season of your marriage and you'll think, well, God didn't come through quickly then. Why, you know? And so he wants you to murmur. He wants you to doubt. And the Lord says, I'm calling you, Anthony, to learn how to swing the sword of the Spirit like you've never done it before. And this is me talking right now, Anthony. I have a bunch of verses on crosswalklife.com under the archives, under healing prayer strategies, and they're on healing. And if you do a search in the search box on crosswalklife.com for healing prayer ministries, then you'll see an extended prayer and other links that have to do with praying about a healing like this that takes a creative miracle. It takes healing because it's there's a whole strategy of the enemy here. And so that healing prayer isn't just a command healing, rise up and walk. That particular healing prayer that I'm pointing you to has also elements in the prayer about canceling the assignments of the enemy against you, because this isn't just like she was exposed to smoke at work and got smoke inhalation, you know, and then she'll be better in time. I mean, this is the whole, this Crohn's thing is more complicated than that's what I'm getting.
Right.
And so if, as you look up that Healing Prayer Ministries in the search box, and as you look in the archives for prayer, scripture prayer strategies, you're going to find what you need. And the Lord's saying your part, Anthony, is to learn how to swing the sword of the Spirit by declaring verses. And what you're believing is the most important thing, that you're believing that as you declare these scriptures, and you'll see, oh, 8 or 10 strategies there. A couple of them are broken because our website was hacked so many times. We're still rebuilding it. But as you learn to declare those scriptures and whatever God gives you, you're going to see the power of the word, that it never comes back void, and that as you declare scripture, even if it's not exactly on the same subject, that God will open your eyes and you will see things, you will hear things, and you're going to go, oh, I've got it. This is the root. This is what we need to go after.
Okay.
And in the meantime, there's an article, Do You Really Love Yourself?, on crosswalklife.com. And I'd like her to read that.
Okay.
And there's a whole long checklist of ways that you might not be loving yourself, because one of the hardest things for us to do for our healing is to not only receive that God loves us perfectly and nothing we could do could cause him to love us better, but also that we really do need to obey the third part of that commandment, that we need to love ourselves.
Okay.
Then your body can come into a harmony that helps it to heal itself.
Okay.
And what you can do is you can... I'm going to be editing this program, or my sister will be editing it tomorrow. Are you on Facebook?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we're going to be posting it on Facebook. It might take a day or two, but we'll be posting the short version without the 30 minutes of silence, and
okay.
Then you'll know that this part that was for you is probably still going to be in that first hour. And I'd like you to take notes and write it out. Use the pause button a lot, because God's giving you a whole strategy here.
Okay.
All
right. All
right. Let us know how it goes.
I surely will.
Amen. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. I mean, God is all about not only giving us life and life abundantly, amen, but also destroying the works of the enemy. And the enemy is after this woman, but as he said, not only after her, he'd like to destroy the whole marriage and Anthony and, you know, the babies to come and everything else. Hallelujah. Area code 252, welcome to the program. Area code 252, welcome to the program.
Hello.
What's your name?
My name is Shaquella.
Would you spell that for me?
Mm-hmm. It's Shaquella.
Ooh, beautiful. All right. That's a new one for me. Mine's Carlotta. How are you feeling tonight? Hello.
Hello. Yes, ma'am.
How are you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling pretty good. I'm a little hoarse, but other than that, I'm fine. Thank God.
Okay. Please tell me what your prayer request is.
I just would like direction for a couple of things. Just God guidance on some things.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's all you want to say?
And also, I have been disobedient in regard to a situation, and I just want to know, like, what to do, what steps to take, you know.
Okay,
so
now
I'm
sorry.
Oh, that's fine.
Now the picture that I saw makes sense. I saw a vase. It's a really pretty crystal vase. But the Lord just kept trying to fill it. And there was like I couldn't see what it was, but there were like things in the vase that were keeping it from being filled. And the wonderful anointing oil that the Lord was trying to fill it with was kind of spilling out on the table. Not all of it was getting in the vase because there's something in there. And I believe that's you. I believe that's you. The Lord says, I have a wonderful anointing and a mantle that I want to give you. But there's some things in the way, and I can't fill you like I want to fill you. And I don't want it to be wasted, you know, going all over the table. But the Lord says it's for you. It's got your name on it, that you are a vessel. I've called you to be a vessel of honor. And the Lord says, I have so much better plan for you than you have for yourself. And as you choose to trust me, I'm going to fix your truster. I'm going to fix the memories and the pain that the enemy attacked you with, and he wanted to set you up to have sinful reactions and sinful behavior. But the Lord says, I have a plan to redeem it all, to redeem the years that you've lost, the blessings that you've lost, the rewards that you've lost, and to fill you. Oh, man, it's going to be wonderful. Fill you with a baptism of the Holy Spirit, and you will know that you know that you know that you're my woman of God, that you're an expression of my heart. I want to just show others how I redeem and restore anyone who's willing, and to make you a demonstration of my power. I want your mouth to be my voice. And the things that you think that you would have to give up to have that will look minuscule, just look so minor once you experience my power and presence and anointing on a daily basis. You're going to say, I can't believe that I put this off because I thought those things were so important. The Lord says, you're in my eyes, you're that beautiful, beautiful crystal vase that was created to be filled with my spirit and the oil of my anointing.
Wow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Can we choose to trust him tonight?
Yes. I choose to trust them.
Okay. And the way you do that is you just make time in your schedule for a whole lots of us. I don't know your schedule. You know, we had to get up earlier, but it'll be worth it. And just say, here, my Lord, you know, speak to me. Have your little journal and your pen and whatever, however you can get started, whether it's worship music or whether it's your Bible or a devotional book or, you know, whatever it is. Begin to spend time with the Lord, just like dating someone. Just spend time, say, Lord, what do you want to do today? And because I just heard the Lord saying he wants to just really fill you, really fill you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
You receive it?
Yes, I do. I receive
it. Okay. I hope everyone that called tonight will write me at cwt@cwlinc.com. Area code 732, welcome to the program. Area code 732.
Praise the Lord. Hello. Hello.
And your name, please?
Sydney.
Sydney, where are you from?
I'm New Jersey here.
Oh, okay.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I just want to walk in complete victory tonight over everything that has come against me. Complete victory.
All right. And any other request? Is that it?
Let me see. I'm also believing God to give my family a special miracle.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I'll tell you what I pictured immediately. We're talking pictures tonight, Sydney.
Yeah. Okay.
And what I pictured immediately, I can't say the name of it right now, but there is a place in New Jersey that used to be called the worst neighborhood in the world, or in the United States.
Yeah, I know where it is.
You know who I'm talking about? How that little church, they started prayer walking that neighborhood, and they started witnessing to those prostitutes, and they started just having quiet sit-ins in the casinos and bars, and they didn't cause a ruckus. But they prayed, until all of those businesses close, and it's a park now.
Oh, I didn't know that one. Okay, well, that's a list. All right, go
they
ahead.
Prayed. And you are in the state where that anointing rests. And I picture that as soon as I heard your voice.
Yes.
That anointing to take back everything God has promised, to establish the kingdom of heaven on earth, and to take back and possess and not only occupy Sydney, but multiply.
Yes.
What God's doing there, that your seeds will be multiplied a hundredfold, that what God has promised you will be nothing less of total victory.
Amen.
And when the devil challenges you, say, in Jesus Christ, I'm going to win decisively.
Yes.
I am going to be a demonstration of God's miracle working power. I'm getting so excited and hard to talk. That you are in the state, and we can just grab hold of it right now, because I believe this year in 2012, God is just multiplying, and he is giving out mantles left and right. No more hoping and waiting and crying and begging. God says, I'm giving you the mantle that was behind that little church that decided this worst neighborhood in the United States is going to become a wonderful area for the glory of God, and it is today a safe park where families and children can go.
Oh, I receive it in Jesus' name.
The Lord says, I'm calling you to be a possessor that will possess and take back, and not only occupy, but multiply.
Amen. I receive it.
And the miracles that you're believing for will just be the first seed.
Woo! Glory!
And don't dare forget to give your first fruit offering this year, because that brings a blessing on everything you do. When you withhold it, it brings a curse on what you do, because you withheld what is due the Lord. But give that first fruit offering.
Thank you.
Amen?
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
I don't know what's going to happen, but it is going to be good.
Amen. Well, I receive it, prophetess. I receive it. I receive it in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. I apologize to that pastor because I can't remember. I've met him in person several times, but I know the story. And God wants to do that all over the world.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Keep praying for us as we continue to minister.
For Prophetess Carla, God bless you. Carletta, amen.
Thank you. Hey, and if anybody gets a picture or a word for me, be sure to send it in. Thank you. Have a great night.
Thank you. Okay, then. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, area code 724.
Hi, Carlotta.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tori.
Welcome to the program.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine now that we have our phone and internet service back on.
Amen.
Got a prayer request tonight?
I was just calling to see what what God puts on your heart for me.
Amen.
I am, and you know, finishing up school soon, so I kind of am just trying to figure out where he wants me, because a lot of people are affirming stuff that I believe and that kind of stuff, so...
I'm getting the oddest picture for you. I don't know if you've seen this on YouTube. Oh, my gosh. God's got a sense of humor. He's demonstrating all different ways tonight. There is a little tiny video on YouTube of this sweet mother duck. And she's got all
That's
her little
blown
ducklings.
Around.
Yes, they're all in a
I
row.
Love that
but then
video.
A big wind comes and it blows her ducklings and rolls them all over the place.
Yes.
But as soon as they get up on their feet, what do?
Keep walking.
They get right behind her again.
Yes.
And they get blown again. And she
I love
just
that
keeps
video,
walking.
Actually.
She just keeps walking. They get right behind her again.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord says, Tori, you know who your father is.
Mm-hmm.
You know who your father is. And some strong winds have blown. And they've rolled you here and there. But you have gotten right back up and followed. And you will again. The Lord says you just have that overcoming spirit. but it's because you know who your Father is. And the enemy has wanted to bring in things that would hurt and divide and separate and even damage your identity and cause you to question.
Yeah.
But you're going to be okay because you have already at a young age found the secret. And that is just stay aligned with your Father. Just stay aligned. Even if something happens and blows you off course, just get right back in line. And as long as you align with me or in agreement with me, you're going to continue to prosper, and it's my pleasure to continue to prosper you. Just continue to prosper you. The Lord says you've already given some offerings, and you have goals that will reach the nations. The Lord says just stay aligned. Those poor little ducks. But they didn't seem to be hurt. They just got right back up. The Lord says, I've put that kind of strength and resiliency in you. I taught you at an early age what it is to be loved. You found your identity and your beauty and your worth on your Father's knee. And now the Lord says, you've been engrafted. You're in a new family. You're in my family. And I'm your Father. And it's going to be stronger and better and better and better. And not to worry. I'm bringing you clarity on the direction and the focus that I would have you take. And you've had some questions about exactly what direction to take and what choices to make. The Lord says you can just rest on it tonight, that I will make it clear at just the right time. Just the right time. Right now, just focus on staying in alignment with me and in total agreement with me. And as you do those exercises that I put you through, there'll be little tests. There'll be like time management tests and money tests and, you know, integrity tests and different things. And as you pass each one of those, like little pop quizzes, you're going to see I'm good for it. I'm good for it. As you align with me, stay lined up right with your Father, that no matter what wind blows, you're going to find out what it is to walk an awesome victory in situations. And you may not want situations, but the Lord says, I'm just making you a signpost, just a signpost. And the people will say, boy, does it pay to worship her God? Amen.
Amen. I absolutely receive that.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is funny because I love that little video.
And he knows that you know about that video. I don't know how many videos there are on YouTube, but you have actually seen that particular one.
I laugh so hard at it. That's the funniest part. Like, I laughed till tears on that video because it was so sweet.
Well, it's not supposed to be funny. The poor mother.
Yeah, but it was so sweet, though, because, like, the little ducks just got up and kept trucking.
And it's like you don't want to laugh because,
yeah,
because if your babies were blown all over, mm-hmm, you know, you wouldn't be laughing.
The only reason it was funny was because they just got back up. If they didn't, it would have been sad. But it was sweet. Like, it was a sweet video. You're like, aw.
And if a duckling has enough sense to get back up and immediately get in line with the parent, how much more should we?
Exactly. Exactly.
And God wants that kind of bond with you.
Thank you.
He says you're his sweetheart.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great night.
You too.
Bye-bye. Oh, me. Now, who would ever think? See, that's how God works through pictures. Who would ever think that out of all the millions of videos on YouTube, she would have seen that one? I hope she puts it up on her Facebook so everybody can see it. That's Tori's one of my friends. I don't know if she wants me to give her last name, but look under my friends and find Tori. You can find her. Hallelujah. 517, welcome to the program.
Hi, Carla.
Hello, who have we here?
My name is Denise.
Denise.
Yeah.
And do you have a prayer request tonight?
Yes, I have a lot of questions and requests I could give you, but I've had something on my mind for over a year, and I really would like to know what the Lord will say to you about this. I had a dream, and it was more like a vision, and I'd like to know where it came from and what God wants me to take from that.
And what was the dream or vision?
Well, it had to do with, I think, a lot of what is going on with this NDAA type thing.
What was it?
The government, the things that the government are doing, and they're talking about FEMA camps and things like that. And really,
what
I'm wondering if this came from the Lord or if this was sent by the enemy and what he wants me to get from this, because I woke up in absolute hysterics, and I've only ever had such a vision or dream once before, and I had asked for it that time, and God gave it to me.
Well, we have enough time. Normally, we have a bunch of callers lined up, so as soon as I say this, that may change, but we only have one more caller that wants to be called on right now. Would you care to tell us the dream?
It terrified me so much that I'm a little afraid to tell you the truth. But the end result of what I felt was that he was showing me how it felt to not be able to reach him, and also how it would feel to have my family torn from me and to stand by them and stand by him. And It was a vision of them coming for me and of them hurting my son.
Mm.
And it took place right here in my bedroom on the second floor where I am almost always at. And it was so very real that I almost couldn't believe when I woke up that I had actually been asleep. And I also heard right after that a vision that Benjamin Baruch had. That was extremely, extremely similar. The same theme. He also woke up in hysterics. He was on Omega Man, and he told his vision, and I'd never heard it until right after I had this. And
after you had the dream.
Yeah, after I had the dream, I heard him tell of his vision, and his reaction was exactly the same as mine. I could not calm down for a good half hour or so. At all.
So, Denise, you dream that the people that are that have built these, I think there's at least 2,500 of these camps, and we wonder who they're for, why do they need so many? Is it for Christians, you know, when the Antichrist is rising in power and says all religion has to go? You dream that they came for you and took you away?
Yes, they didn't actually take me out of my house, but they took me captive and my son, and they took my son from me.
Mm-hmm.
And they hurt him very badly in front of me. And I really wonder if the enemy sent this to me, or if this was done by witchcraft, or if this was really something that God wanted to show me.
As far as I know, Denise, and this is in the natural in my comment right now, as far as I know, I have no reason to doubt that these at least 2,500 concentration-type camps, retention camps, whatever they want to call them, do exist already. And there are many of them massive, like under the Denver airport, just massive. And they're still building. They haven't quit. And, you know, people in different cities will tell you that they see the black helicopters and people flying around. So I'm always in trouble, so why not respond to this too? What I don't do, because we're a nonprofit, what I don't do is like take sides on political candidates. But as far as this is common knowledge for those that are willing to hear. And
I have many dreams like this, but this was just something on a whole nother level. It was so real.
Okay, for those of you that don't know what in the world we're talking about, since we appear to have a few more minutes tonight, I'll just say that, you know, look up some terms like The Black Awakening by Russ Dizdar, that book. I've just started reading it. I've known Russ for a long time. And he's writing about probably the next step after what Denise is talking about, where We don't know as Christians how long we'll be here and how much tribulation we'll experience. We'd all like to think we're not going to experience any, but of course third world nations would say, what's the question? We're already experiencing it. So we know that we're dangerously close to a time when we'll actually see the one world order begin to take over in more clear ways. People with open eyes to see can see it now. But, you know, we know that they're moving towards more and more of a statement that Christians are the problem. And there's more and more issues. Anyway, I'm not going to recap all the news, but just you can look on PID Radio. You can look on RNN.
ShatterTheDarkness.net.
Yeah, Shatter the Darkness, all kinds of places. And how much, you know, which one's more correct than the other, whether Alex knows more, you know, I don't know. But I know that they're all saying a similar thing, that we're headed as fast as we can go toward the New World Order, and that Christians will be the problem. Why? Because the Antichrist wants religion exterminated of all kinds. I think even the Muslims are going to get a surprise. So, in answer to you, I sense that the Lord is saying that this is a warning confirming that these things are in place. We're on a grease slide toward them, that to warn people to receive Christ, to learn how to walk in the Spirit, to be filled with the Spirit as quickly as you can. God has given you this tool so that you can tell him, I dreamed this, I know that I know that I know that it was true. You know, it's not one of those dreams that you almost forget. This is a dream that you could hardly calm yourself down from. And the Lord says, it's not that he's trying to, like, scare people into loving him, but he wants everyone to be saved and to wake up and take notice. And apparently you've already looked in some things. You're familiar with these names already. And I have met these people personally. I've met Tom Horn, that's trying to tell us that, you know, splitting DNA with animals and humans and human enhancement and making super soldier army is real. They're already doing it. They plan on winning, not Tom Horn, but the Satanist and the Illuminati and the One World Order. They really plan on winning Armageddon and shooting Jesus out of the sky. If others want to know more about this, you can look up on Facebook and look up Russ Dizdar, Tom Horn, or Derek Gilbert and his wife Sharon, who's a real geneticist and that really knows about these things. That's just three radio programs right there where you can learn a lot. Pastor Chris Ward and Joe Jordan are both people that have done a tremendous amount of research on alien abductions, and they said it's not aliens, that it's, or at least Pastor Chris Ward does, says that they're actually fallen angels who are saying they will rapture us or they will spare us from Armageddon, that we don't need Jesus. So all of those names, if you know, if our listeners care to write those down, those are all people that I have interviewed and are in the archives here on Blog Talk Radio. If you look back in October and November, I was trying to think if it was last year or the year before. But this wasn't so prophetic, Denise, but I just say the Lord says, I'm calling you to blow the trumpet. Just blow the trumpet. Tell people it's not just a news story. It's not just a book. I have had this dream, and I know that I know that we must prepare ourselves. We must become strong in the Lord. We must learn how to be in agreement with him at all times so that we can hear his voice. Amen?
Amen. And I feel like he wants me to tell what was told to me in the dream. It had something to do with either curses or swearing. And I think that what it was saying was that he was explaining to me that all people who take oaths and make promises, that there's a reason why he condemns that in the Bible. And that there are all these other religions who take these oaths, Masonic oaths and so forth, mm-hmm. and just how evil and horrible that is to him. I think that that's a big part of what he was showing me, too.
But I don't want anyone to feel like they're condemned and hopeless. You can go to jubilee.org and search on there, for instance, for their prayers to renounce Masonic oaths. And you can renounce those, even if you were dedicated to something evil before you were even born, that the power of the blood is stronger. And you can get together with a spiritual leader, myself, and we can pray in the power of agreement and break all of those oaths. But it's important to know who your master is. You can only serve one master. And to get this straight, because we just really don't know how much longer we have. I don't think it's that much longer.
Yeah, I'd be willing to share it with you, just not on the air, the whole thing. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Well,
but
call me tomorrow. Call me at the office. I have a paperwork day tomorrow, and you can rescue me.
I might be out all day tomorrow, but if I get a chance, I will. I have your number.
Okay. All right. Very good. I'm so glad you called.
Thank you.
Bless you. I wish I could tell you it was nonsense and it won't happen, but I believe that the Bible says over and over and over in Revelation 2 and 3, and to the overcomers goes this reward and this reward and this reward, and it says it like 7 times. I believe it says it for a reason. It's not just being saved, it's being an overcomer. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, dear. I'll talk to you another time.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, one last caller wants to hear from the Lord tonight, and that would be area code 574.
God bless you. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I would like a prophecy or a word about my health.
And your name?
My name is Karen, and I'm calling from Indiana.
Karen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Anything specific about your health, Karen?
Well, I go to see the oncologist tomorrow, and so I just want to know what direction I'm going in or just whatever the Lord wants me to know about the situation.
That's the oncologist?
Yes.
Did you say? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, naturally, I don't know in the natural. So let's just, if everyone will just pray with us, pray in tongues, pray in the Spirit. Let's see what the Lord has to say. Father, I just thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your will and way. Thank you for your timing. Thank you for your word, Lord. Okay, this is what I'm getting. I don't know why I saw some green peas. I don't know if that makes any sense to you.
I don't know either.
But I got rebuked last time because I saw some balloons, and I just told the lady, I see a picture, but I don't know what it means, so let me say this. And she wrote me afterwards, and she says, what was that picture you saw? And I said, I just saw a bunch of balloons, and I didn't hear any relevance. I didn't hear how it was relevant. How do you say that? Relevant. So I didn't say anything. She said, that's why I called in. I was trying to decide whether to start a balloon and gift store. So whether we know what green peas is or not, I'm going to go on to the next picture. And I saw what looked like what had been cancer, but it was all dried up. Just all dried up, and the purpose of it being there was when they went back in to check you, that they couldn't say, oh, we got the x-rays mixed up, or we must have made a mistake, or it was never there in the first place, because they could see just the residue of it there, and it was just like something deflated and all dried up. And I would like to ask everybody that's listening and will listen to agree with Karen, and us, for us all to agree together and command in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the Most High God, we command any lesion, malignant or non-malignant, is not supposed to be there, to dry up now in the name of Jesus. It will be dried up, and then it will be a signpost and a witness and a testimony to the doctors so they'll know they didn't make a mistake, but the power of God is drying up everything that is not part of his original creation in you. Amen?
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We just command it to dry up. And just watch your confession, Karen. Don't say, well, it hasn't dried up yet, or, you know, I guess that wasn't true. Just keep commanding it to dry up. Everything that's not in God's original creation for you, okay?
Let me say this. 16 years ago, the same thing happened, and God just led me through it, and I know He's going to do the same thing now.
Amen.
Whatever,
Amen.
You know, I just know it. I feel it. But, you know, in the natural self, you know, you kind of like, oh, you know. So I just always know prayer is good and prayer is always needed. And even if I don't know what direction things are going in, God knows. And if we pray, that's always going to help.
Amen. And we have to not waver, because the Bible says don't let him that wavereth, you know, think he'll get anything from God. And, of course, God knows we're human. But the important thing is for us to keep our confession just right on target, just right in alignment with God. And if some of your friends have questions about this, again, they can go to our original website, crosswalklife.com. Look in the search box and type in Healing Prayer Ministries, and you'll find a major healing prayer there. Now, a lot of times, the biggest healing miracles that I have seen, Karen, all I said was, you know, practically be healed. I mean, it was so short, just like Jesus and the disciples would do.
Mm-hmm.
But some things, it seems like you have to war with them. It doesn't get healed instantly. I've got a couple things. I've been healed of 24 out of 26 things. I've got a couple more things I'm believing for, and there's no shame in that. Just some go quickly and some don't. But there's the healing prayer verses that we've got in the archives at crosswalklife.com. And you can find John G. Lake's teachings on divine healing there, where I've summarized about 50 of his main points, and you can check yourself and see if there's any areas that you're still doubting. But we're all in progress, and as we go through these things, then we learn, and we have stronger faith muscles. Amen?
Yes. You know, I'd like to have your office phone number, because I want to call you with a blessing, you know, saying that it's already done and God has already did it. I just want to call
Woo-hoo.
You and let you know.
Woohoo! And I don't mind you calling back and either recording it on the air, or you can leave up to a 4-minute testimony on the office phone. And that number is, you ready?
Uh-huh.
724-206-0530. And that's on Eastern time, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. 10 hours a day is all I can handle now.
You know, I know God has something for me to do. I really know He has something for me to do. And this is just a little, you know, burp, whatever you want to call it. So I appreciate you.
Well, I thank God for you too, and the testimony that you're going to be. And I appreciate that so much, because as I was a nurse for 25 years, I would try to witness, and I was like trying to witness to these Jewish cardiologists. That we had a wonderful cardiology team in our hospital, and they were all Jewish, and about miracles. And he literally told me, he said, Carlotta, if I had ever once seen a miracle, I would believe in them. But he said, in my entire life, I've never seen one. It's so important that you all that have these miraculous healings that you tell it.
Wow. I know, I was healed from cancer once, like I said, 16 years ago. A lot of things were told to me, this is going to happen, this is going to happen. None of them happened, and I just praise the Lord for that.
Well, sometimes we need to learn how to not only obtain our healing, but to maintain it. And so that's why I keep saying for everybody to look up the Christian Healing Prayer Ministries. Search for that on crosswalklife.com. Also, I want everyone that's listening to please consider checking out the videos at our ministry training school at nowfaith.tv. There's no .com to it. It's nowfaith.tv. Because I believe what Denise was saying, that it is not going to be long before we are going to be tested even though a lot of us have our bags packed and we think we're going to escape every bit of the tribulation, I believe we're going to go through some testing. I'm sorry, guys, but I really do. And all those verses in there about being overcomers, yeah, they went through some of that when the temple was destroyed in Jerusalem by 70 AD and all, but I believe we're going to be tested now. And so we need to get strong. And if you'll just please try some of the videos that I've recorded at nowfaith.tv. They're for the very purpose of training and equipping you so that you'll be an overcomer in the end times. And, you know, if you're more of a reader, you can go to crosswalklife.com, and there's over 300 free articles there. So I'm doing what I can to get you to a place where you can be that overcomer, that you can really have the peace that passes understanding and trust God. Really be able to trust God at the end times, because I'm sorry. I wrote my paper on it when I was in Tulane when I was 20 about, you know, can we be sure that there's a rapture before the tribulation? Some of you might stone me for this, but you can't reach me, ha-ha. I cannot prove it in the Bible. I cannot find one verse that says for absolute sure we will not suffer any tribulation. And, of course, some countries already are. Some of you, though, God wants to actually bring you to us for mentoring. We can do that over the phone, over these videos, you know, over free Skype, over the internet. There's so many ways. We want to really help you fulfill your destiny and to know how to do that. And if you'll just also look up Christian Ministry Mentoring on Crosswalk Life, or maybe you call it internship, we offer real mentoring over the phone. And I know it's helpful to me to have someone that I can call now and then, you know, for prayer and prophetic word and guidance. And so we've got to learn to work together and to be in team in these end times. We're just not going to make it that well if we're like Lone Rangers all the time. We've got to learn to work in team. Amen. Well, next week I'm going to have what I call an activation. As far as I know, God willing, the phone lines work. And I'm going to ask, not the whole hour and a half, but I'm going to ask if anybody has a picture for me or for this ministry. And so, no pressure. I'm not going to, like, call on you and surprise you with a question. But if God gives you something, I want you to feel free to email it. Or if you'd like to say it on the air, you can. But I'm not going to tell you anything about what we're dealing with or anticipating or anything. I just want to give you an opportunity to step out and believe God for a dream or a vision or a picture yourself for someone, and that would be us. We are just so happy that you joined us tonight. And if you will pray for our weather up here and that that we won't have these difficulties again next week, because we already had some problems a couple weeks ago when we couldn't keep the chat room open and have the switchboard on at the same time. But I hope that you'll encourage people to call. People need to know that God is a talking God, that He does hear their prayers, and if they will take time to sit down and listen, that He will interact with them. Amen. Amen.
If you're hungry, come to Him. If you're thirsty, come. For Jesus said, if you thirst, he that thirsts, let him come unto me and drink. And out of his belly shall flow. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of life, rivers of life. Rivers of life, rivers of life, will flow out of your belly. Come and drink. We need to be like the deer that pants for the water. That unquenchable thirst. Come unto him now. Oh, come and be filled. Come and be filled. Yes, come and be filled to overflow. Jesus wants to overflow you tonight. Saturate my heart. Let me be filled. I want to be filled. I don't want to leak out, Lord. Keep me full. Oh, drown me in your river. Drown me in your river. Drown me, Lord. Keep me full. Saturate me, Lord, that I may never be the same. Saturate. Wine of the Spirit of the Lord. Yes, I'm thirsty, Lord. Yes, I'm thirsty, Jesus. I hunger for your touch. I hunger for you, Lord. Oh, and I'm thirsty more of your glory, Lord. More of your glory, oh God. I'm thirsty, Lord. Come and give me to drink. I'm thirsty, Lord. Come and give me to drink of the new wine. Of the new wine, of the new wine, of the new wine.